You across the heart. In a quiet village nestled between the hills, where the air was always crisp and the sunsets painted the sky in hues of gold and lavender, lived a young woman named Lila. She was known throughout the village for her kindness, her laughter that echoed like a sweet melody, and the way she cared for everything around her. The animals, the garden, the people. Yet, her heart yearned for something beyond the simple life she knew. Lila would often wander to the edge of the village, standing on a cliff that overlooked the sprawling valley. The vastness of the world beyond fascinated her. She dreamt of adventure, of something more, yet she could never quite put her finger on what that something was. One evening, as the sun dipped low and the first stars began to twinkle, Lila heard the sound of a horse's hooves. She turned, startled, to see a man riding toward her. His dark eyes locked with hers, and in that brief moment, Lila felt something stir deep within her chest, something both strange and familiar. The man, wearing a dark cloak that fluttered in the wind, reined in his horse and dismounted. He introduced himself as Aiden, a traveler seeking refuge in the village for the night. His voice was gentle, yet there was a weariness to it that told Lila he had been on the road for far too long. "I've heard tales of this village," Aiden said, looking around. "They say the people here are kind and the land untouched by time." Lila smiled softly, her gaze falling to the ground.
"It's true," she replied.
"But the land doesn't know how much we need it. There's a hunger here for something more, something we can't quite name." Aiden's eyes softened, as if he understood the depth of her words. "Perhaps you're searching for something beyond this place," he said. Lila blinked, surprised by how well he seemed to understand her, despite being a stranger. "And what is it you seek?" she asked. Aiden hesitated for a moment, then spoke quietly. "I'm looking for peace. I've spent years chasing it, but it always seems just out of reach." Something in his tone stirred Lila's curiosity, and before she realized it, they were speaking of their lives, of dreams, hopes, and silent sorrows. The hours slipped by unnoticed, until the sky was fully dark and the stars had taken their places in the heavens. When they finally parted ways, Lila felt a strange emptiness in her chest, a longing that she had never known before. She couldn't shake the image of Aiden's eyes, the way his voice had resonated with something deep inside her. The next morning, as the sun rose over the hills, Lila went about her daily chores, but her thoughts kept drifting back to Aiden. She wondered where he had gone, what path he was on. Did he find what he was searching for? Or was he still chasing that elusive peace, just as she had been chasing her own dreams? Days turned into weeks, and still, Lila couldn't get him out of her mind. Then, one evening, as she walked toward the village square, she saw him again, standing near the fountain, looking lost in thought. Her heart skipped a beat as she approached him, unsure of what to say. Aiden looked up as he sensed her presence, and his face lit up with a warm smile. "I wasn't sure if I'd see you again," Lila said, her voice barely above a whisper. Aiden chuckled softly. "I was hoping to find you. I've been thinking about our conversation and about you." Lila felt a blush creep up her neck, but she held his gaze, her heart pounding in her chest. "What about me?" she asked, surprised by the sudden vulnerability in her own voice. Aiden took a step closer, his expression serious now. "I've spent so many years chasing something I thought I needed. But after meeting you, I realized that what I've been searching for might just be here." Lila's breath caught in her throat, her chest tightening. "Here," she repeated, her voice almost trembling. Aiden nodded.
"Yes, you.
Your heart. I've been looking for peace, but it wasn't out there in the world. It was right in front of me all along." For a moment, Lila didn't know what to say. Her heart felt as if it was both soaring and breaking at the same time. She had dreamed of adventure, of discovering something new and exciting. But she hadn't realized that love, true love, could be the greatest adventure of all. "I didn't know," she whispered, her eyes brimming with unshed tears. "I didn't know that I was waiting for someone like you." Aiden reached out, gently taking her hand in his. "Perhaps we were both waiting. For the right time. For the right person." Lila smiled through her tears, her heart swelling with a feeling she couldn't name, something powerful and undeniable. The sun had set, but the world felt more alive than it ever had before. As they stood there, hand in hand, a gentle breeze carried the scent of the flowers from the garden, and the stars above seemed to shine a little brighter. Lila realized that sometimes, love isn't something you chase or search for. It's something that finds you when you least expect it, and when it does, it fills your heart in ways you never imagined. In that quiet village, between the hills, Lila and Aiden discovered that peace wasn't a far-off dream. It was found in the moments shared with the one you love, across the heart, across time, and across all the quiet corners of life.
And that was enough.